independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
I want everybody to know that the press has not been speaking properly about how great this is going to be. They have not been giving it a fair press. The press is, well, as you know, in many cases, I call it the fake news.
Fake news! Breaking fake news! Breaking fake news! That right there was the Donald talking about the... you know what? You can put that in any category with him, right? Like, listen to this again. This could be wiretapping. This could be healthcare. This could be jobs. This could be NATO. This could be ISIS. This could be anything.
I want everybody to know that the press has not been speaking properly about how great this is going to be. They have not been giving it a fair press. The press is, well, as you know, in many cases, I call it the fake news.
I think essentially that was, it was about healthcare and the dying of Obamacare. That's what it was. But it could be anything when it comes to Trump. He's an interesting character. He is. You know what else? What I'm finding interesting is the anger that a lot of his followers and a lot of the people that are all about Trump, the anger they have towards people who don't support him 100%, regardless of if he does something wrong. There is no doing something wrong in Trump's world, not only for Trump, but for the people who support him. As for me, I want him to be a success. I've said that over and over again. I want him to continue to be a success. I want him to really do the right thing for the people of this country. I want him to restore us to the place where our confidence is back in who we are, that we recognize that we are the greatest nation on earth. And I think a lot of us don't. Some of that, I think, is out of guilt. Some of it's out of the fact that I just don't think we have that swagger in our step we used to have. But I want us to get back to that 3.5%, 4.5%, 5% GDP, the strength that we had, and to really get back to start to just who we were as an engine of the economy. And I feel like we've lost so much of that. And I want him to do that. And I think he will. I think he will. But I'm not going to sit here and just idly go about and follow him down rabbit hole after rabbit hole. I'm not. Whether it be the wiretapping thing or, you know, some of the stuff that he says, that's not who I am. I am not going to do that. I am a person that, again, the minute an election is over, I throw my support behind somebody and I want them to be a success, but I will criticize that person. I will ask questions. You should want that in a host. I don't know why people don't want that. It's so many people that, Chad, you're not supporting him. You need to get away from whatever it is you're trying to do. How dare you speak ill about a president? And I'm like, whoa. You would have been fine 2.5 months ago if I'd have said something bad about Obama, which I did plenty of times. Not about him personally as a human being, by the way. But this? No. You kidding me? You won't do any of that stuff. If I dare say something, it's boom. And you got to see some of the text messages and the emails I get based on some of this wackiness. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. We were talking earlier about a second chance in life. We did a story last hour. We talked about the felons and second chances in life. And should we be a country that starts to give second chances? And you're starting to notice that a lot of countries around the world that have, who really seem to have an opportunity where they change people's lives inside prison, do the much as much as they can education-wise, you see the lower recidivism rates. But also one of the other things is, if you get out and you have opportunity, you start to see that people can take those opportunities and will take those opportunities. They will. Some won't. Some will screw up. That's life, right? Some of my friends screw up. Some of your friends screw up. Some of my decisions in life have been massive. We all screw up. That's part of being a human being. That's absolutely 110% part of being a human being. is we all screw up. We all make mistakes. Some mistakes are worse than others. That's part of being a human again. 844-344-2423. Would you give a felon a second chance? Should they get a second chance? And if you don't think they should, I'd like to know why you don't think they should. I would love to know why. What is it about that? If you can start to shrink the amount of money we spend in the justice system for housing so many of these people and give them the opportunity and think about the future of especially a lot of these men who are able to be around their kids more, who are able to work, who are able to do some of these things and provide for their families and be around their young boys and help them become young men without making the same mistakes. Wouldn't you want that? I think so. I absolutely do. Now, producer Anthony sent me a story just a minute ago, and I found this to be, first of all, the Secret Service. Can we just say, in the last several years, the Secret Service is had some misses, right? We had the guy that got into the White House when Obama was president, right? He gets into the White House, and he's finally taken down, not by Secret Service, but by staff members. Then Secret Service comes in afterwards, takes him out. Doesn't kill him, but takes him out. Now we're hearing that fence jumper from the other day. Listen to this, producer Phil. This is insane. The fence jumper from the other day lingered nearly 20 minutes, even jiggled the doorknobs before somebody realized this cat shouldn't be here. He hid behind a pillar, jiggled a doorknob trying to get in. Jonathan Taunton was arrested by Secret Service, but it's become one of the most embarrassing incidents in years. He was on the property for 16 minutes, but sources say it was closer to 20 minutes. The source who was fully briefed tells us the man got right up to the White House but went undetected. Trump was in the building at the time of the intrusion. He has no prior incident with Secret Service. Nothing. He's got none of this other stuff. Nobody figured it out. All he had was two cans of... When he was arrested, they found two cans of mace. Secret Service agents are angry over the breach and believe they have been hindered by insufficient technology. Well, that's just silly. You know what I would do if I was them? And this is just me. White House, you can listen to me or you don't have to listen to me. All right? I'm just throwing this out there. I go to SimpliSafe. Right? They got a new, brand new camera that's amazing. So it's an incredible camera. Crystal clear. If there's any intruder, they'll see it. You guys can even set it up yourself. That's how easy the technology is. You don't have to worry about those super high bills that a lot of people, I mean, I couldn't even imagine what the bills would be there. But for pennies on the day, I mean, you're less than 50 cents a day, you can protect the White House, the people's house. How amazing would that be? Why don't you guys do the smart thing, right? Because whatever is going on, it's not working the way it used to. And go to SimpliSafe Home Security. No contracts. You don't have to worry about that. 24/7 protection. Named the best in the industry. I don't think you guys are getting that right there. Security professionals watching. Ready to instantly send the police. And it's just $14.99 a month. So why not protect your home the smart way or the president's home and grab SimpliSafe. Visit SimpliSafe.com/Benson. Check out their new high-definition camera. It works. You'll see. Easy to set up. Plus, you can get 10% off any order, but that's only at simplysafe.com/Benson. Go now to simplysafe.com/Benson. Save today. Protect the president the right way, the smart way. Simplysafe.com/Benson. Save 10%. Much smarter. Much more smarter. And I heard today, it was the other thing, that they left a laptop that was taken at Trump Tower that has all of the schematics and the plans to Trump Tower. It has information about in detail of the investigation into the Hillary Clinton email scandal, as well as other national security secrets, and it has completely disappeared. Embarrassing! The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Is it a chimp? Is it a river? Is it a robot? Is it a human? What's next? Chad Benson Show.
independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
That's me, kids and kittens. Happy Irish St. Patrick's Day. It is St. Patrick's Day, indeed. Aren't you going to go out tonight? Have fun. Party a little bit. Is that what you're going to do? If you do, can I just tell you, please, for the love of all goodness and all kindness, please be safe. Please, that's all I ask. Don't do anything stupid. Please. That's it, that's all I ask. 844, dig chat, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. And producer Phil, is it true that the Irish people do not drink green beer?
Irish people do not drink green beer.
Okay, that's what I wanted. I don't drink. I am Irish, Native American, and of the Mexican descent, but I do not drink. It's really weird to think all of those three together, and I had no drinking. Right? Do you think it's because there's so much drinking that they all combat each other? I don't know. But don't drink and drive tonight. It's stupid. It really is. It is the thing that I think is easily the most preventable of all stupid things you can do. And nowadays, there's no excuse with Lyft, with Uber, and with whatever little ride share you have in your place, because Uber and Lyft have chased them away. And maybe you could take a cab if you needed to.
Heck, around here, or cabs are given free rides.
Yeah, yeah. This is just, it's one of those things. All right? Oh, and by the way, if you do get hammered, and I think I speak for a lot of people, including a couple friends of ours here that have driven Lyft and Uber, if you do get hammered, please vomit before you get in their car, not in their car. Very simple. That's all I'm saying. Just please, just courtesy vomit outside, then go there. There you go. What's next? We always do this every single day right here. Right here. Right here. I want to talk about what's next for the stupid things that people request and or do to make something have human status. We've seen it with robots. Right? We've seen it with robots. Now, are they eventually going to get some sort of special status? It's already happening. Lo and behold, it's happened with chimpanzees, and currently there is another court battle going on. The appellate division of the New York Supreme Court is going to hear arguments Thursday on behalf of two captive plaintiffs, both of them chimpanzees. Both of them, their lawyer, Stephen Wise, will once again be making the case that they should be considered legal persons, not apes, so therefore they have the right to have liberty, hoping eventually to get them released where they can roam free. I don't know where they're going to roam free. I hope it's going to be a sanctuary. That's what I hope. But if you're a person, right, you shouldn't even be kept in. If you've done nothing wrong and you're a person, you're a pet, you keep you in. But if you're a person, you shouldn't even be in a sanctuary. You should be able to roam free anywhere. If the chimp wants to drive, let him drive. If he wants a credit card, give him a credit card. If he wants, whatever he wants to do or she wants to do, what if it's, I'm sorry, I could have offended. What if it's chosen to be non-gender specific? Whatever they want to do, they're now humans, so you shouldn't even be keeping them in, Stephen. That's all I'm saying. But then you go from there to something that is even more insane. This to me, I find to be absolutely insane. It just goes to show you what's next for the world, insanity-wise and rights-wise. A river in New Zealand has been granted legal rights as a person. A river. The Whanganui, I'm going to say Whanganui River, which flows from central part of the North Island to the sea, to be recognized as a person when it comes to law in the same way a company is. The Sacred River will be granted all the corresponding rights, duties, and liabilities of a legal person after a 170-year battle by a local Maori tribe known as the Iwi. I don't know exactly what that means when it says the like a as a company. So if a company does something wrong, you could sue the company. If somebody goes into the river and drowned, can I now sue the river? Or the river could sue me. Or we could sue each other. Do you see the insanity of this, though? Like, what's next? My shoe. It really wants to be a person. It told me so. It told me so. I wear Chucks, right? Chucks. Chuck Taylors. They're Chucks. How about this? My Doc Martens are actually medical professionals. How's that? Is that fair to say? My docs are medical professionals. That's going to be the new thing. I identify as a doctor. Could we start doing that? Rights are a crazy little thing. I think you're a human being, you're a human being. You're a river, you're a river. You're a chimp, you're a chimp. Do I think you should treat any of them bad? No. But at the same time, I do not believe that a river is a human. I do not believe a chimp is a human. I do not believe my Doc Martin is actually Dr. Martin, and I will not be paging him because there is somebody who is dilated to 10 and about ready to give birth. That's what's next for rights. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, Chadbenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program. We do that around here because we're young and hip. 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Somebody said, by the way, I've got a lot of, we love your Irish accent. A lot of that. Several women have said, could you just do that to you all day? Of course I could talk to you like this all day. But I always feel like I'm playing a part. You don't love me. You love my Irish accent. 844-344-2423. Canada started handing a bunch of these things out, and a bunch of people from Mexico decided to jump on them. Now they're having issues. Wait till you hear how they treat people that are up there looking for work, potentially, looking to overstay this. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thoughts and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
That is me. We had a caller call in. We were talking about what's next. And chimps are going to end up getting, you know, human rights is what they're going for. A river in New Zealand just got declared a person. The same way a corporation would be. We've heard robots are going to end up getting something. I was saying maybe the shoe will get some. My shoe wants to be a human. Somebody called in and said, Chad, shoes have souls. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. There's a band. The band is back, and we'll talk about it in a second. But look, immigration's a problem in this country. But I'm sick and tired of the rest of the world telling us how we should do our immigration, when in many ways, they do immigration in a way that if we did it that way, oh, my God, we're horrible. I think there's a lot of things that go into this. First and foremost, I think a lot of the world looks at us. We're the 1%. We're the 1% for a lot of the world. They look at us. We've got wealth. Even the people here that struggle and are poor are living better lives than a lot of people who are middle class and even well-to-do in their own countries. We got a lot of stuff going for us. We do. Canada loves to talk about how bad we are and how we need to do better, how we need to be better. Oh, they do. We need to be better. Oh, yeah, there, you know, for sure. You guys need to do better than what you're doing there, eh? That's not very nice and humanitarian-wise as far as what's going on. You should treat people here different. And next thing you know, right? Next thing you know, we're being told by the rest of the world that we are being bad to people here that are legal, and we shouldn't call them illegal. We should call them wandering nomads, aimlessly looking for a better life, or not yet citizens or guests. I've heard that one. It's a guest. You're a guest in our country. You're a guest. How does Canada deal with it? Well, first and foremost, in the era of Trump, you're seeing a lot of people leave America and head up to Canada, eh? Not because they love hockey, but because they fear what potentially may happen. Since December and February, and it was like 2.5, 3 months, Canada started to grant what they call electronic travel authorization. 61,500 to Mexicans, about the triple of number of quarterly tourist applications received in the year before the visa requirements was scrapped. What are these, I think they're called EDAs or ETAs. What are they? Well, it allows you to come to their country and hang out, right? Like you're on vacation. It's a visa, essentially. What's starting to happen now, though, is more and more people are booking flights from Mexico to Canada and skipping America altogether. Why are they doing such things? That is a good question.
On December the 1st, Canada relaxed immigration rules for Mexicans traveling to the country, removed visa requirements. As a result, we've seen lots of Mexicans who are living perhaps without documents in the United States, but then also Mexicans in Mexico seeking or trying to seek a new life in Canada. It's too early to tell if there has been a significant uptick in Mexican migration. We also won't know how many Mexicans are going to stay and work illegally in the country until June, when the first batch of people traveling on this so-called ETA will be due to leave.
So here you go, this reporter from Reuters. You've got these people that are coming there. And they're coming there in the guise that we're just going to hang out. We're going to be vacationers. We're going to look around. We're going to do all of the kind of stuff that tourists would do. But Canada's not buying it. Canada is not buying it at all. Right now, the ministry up there estimates that about 90,000 Mexicans live in Canada and didn't think that Trump's election was driving the surge. But they're fooling themselves because they know it is. A lot of Mexicans are saying, hey, you know what? Opportunity is no longer here. It's not as easy as it once was. People are far more cautious, and they're getting out of Dodge, and they're heading to Canada. Canada treats them in a much different way than we treat ours.
Lots of Mexicans who we've spoken to say that they thought that the ETA was a way to get into the country, to Canada, and basically set up a new life there. But the evidence seems to point in the opposite direction, and actually it seems to be that getting into Canada is not that easy for Mexicans who aim to go and work there illegally. Immigration officers are trained to look for people who are maybe trying to get in illegally, looking to work. They will rummage through people's phones, and they're also sending a lot of Mexicans straight back to the country of where they came from after stopping them from entering the country.
What? Why aren't you opening your arms and welcoming people? Why don't you have your arms wide open like America should do? There shouldn't be a wall. You have a wall of immigration, don't you? If it's not the great tundra that's frozen, it is you turning people away, telling them, eh. In fact, one person flew to Canada, cautionary tale, they say. He worked for a bank in Mexico, got a construction job in Canada, flew up to Canada on the little ETA thing, the visit. They didn't quite believe the jive he was telling them. What did they do? They went through his phone, found out that he was indeed coming up there to work in construction in Toronto. Probably not a Maple Leaf fan. They detained him, and within 24 hours, he was on a plane heading back to Mexico. Do we do that here? No. If we did that here, how horrible are we? If we do that here, we get told by so many other people how to live our lives. We get told by so many other people how we should do things. We get told by so many other countries how wrong this is, how bad this is, how this is hurting us. It's making us look xenophobic. It's making us look like we don't like people from other parts of the world. Whether it be the Muslim ban, which isn't really a Muslim ban, or whether it be the fact that we're getting ready to build a wall and actually start to enforce our laws, we have so many countries who love to tell us how to do our stuff, when in truth, they're 10 times worse. They're not opening their arms. They're not welcoming people. And yet they sit here hypocritically and come after us. Canada, come on. Open your doors. Let people in. They're good people. They're great people. They're wonderful people. You will love every one of them. Everybody tells us that. Canada's not buying it. No, 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 no. Hypocritical, isn't it? I love how people love to tell us what to do. How about you mind your own business unless we bring you into our business? How about that, eh? How about them apples, eh? 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at Text the program. Simple and easy, 323-538-2423. I found this to be really interesting. Colin Kaepernick has left the 49ers. I don't know why. I think he had an option. There was a player option where I think he could have made like $17 million this year. And he decided he was going to leave the 49ers and look for work elsewhere in the NFL. And if you don't know who he is the football player, the quarterback for the 49ers, who took a knee for the entire season. He said he won't be doing that again. But this article, I think it's spot on about Colin Kaepernick and what people think about Colin Kaepernick. First, they said there's a lot of things that are going on of why nobody's actually called him and wants nothing to do with it. The first thing they say, some teams believe he actually can't play. 4 years ago, they were in the Super Bowl. He seemed to be a hell of a player. He had the world at his feet, had a few injuries, but he has really fallen off. Second, some teams fear backlash from fans getting him. They think they might be, you know, have protesters, and Donald Trump will tweet about the team. And this GM says about 10%. But this is the one. This is the one I found to be really eye-opening and really telling. The rest genuinely hate him. Can't stand what he did. They want nothing to do with him. They won't move on. They won't talk about it. They think showing no interest is a form of punishment. And a lot of teams are using him and players as a cautionary tale. Some GMs and executives have called him an embarrassment to football. There is slim to none. And if I was his agent, I would be like, I hope he doesn't sue me. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. Matt in Indiana, we're going to talk about immigration. What's happening?
Hey, Chad, listen, you know, the immigration thing, it's really simple. I mean, you can take it into something that you would do personally. If somebody broke into your house and stole something, you wouldn't invite them over for dinner. You wouldn't invite their brother over for dinner, their sister, their mother, nobody of their family over for dinner. You would kick them out of your house and never let them in again. That's basic immigration.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's funny because the guy that took over for the toughest sheriff in America, Joe Arpaio, is now gone. He calls them guests. He calls them guests. Well, you know what? Guests don't break into my house. And they don't bring their family with them either. So they're really not guests. They're here illegally. And if Canada wants to treat them as guests and they think we should do that, then I think they should do it as well. It's ridiculous.
I agree.
And I'm sick and tired of the rest of the world telling us how to do things and how we should be when so many of these other countries sit around and they're much harder on immigration. They don't take any crap from anybody. It's a bunch of bunk and BS. Mind your own damn business, Canada. If I want to know about maple syrup and hockey, I'll ask you. Otherwise, shut up and be our top hat. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at chadbensonshow.com. How smart are you? Well, if you're the first child, you may be the smartest. And there's a fish. And this fish is having some issues. Luckily, there's a man who has way too much time on his hands, and he made the fish something that helps the fish. Wait till you hear about that. Little say what straight ahead. Chad Benson Show.
You call it ridiculous. We call it reality with a twist. Say what?
Say what? Goldfish? You usually don't think goldfish is one of those pets that you love for so long that no matter what happens to it, you've got to take care of it. But a Texas man in San Antonio has too much time on his hand, apparently, and he loves his goldfish more than life itself. Case in point, he helped create a wheelchair to help his pet goldfish swim around. Goldfish was given to the man when it was previous owner didn't know what to do with his sinking fish. Goldfish has a defective swim bladder, making floating difficult. The owner of the fish, Dean Burnett, who has quite a lot of time on his hands, apparently, along with his friend Taylor Dean, decided to customize a goldfish wheelchair to help the fish swim upright. Dean was able to create a device by using counterbalance on the bottom of the wheelchair, allowing the fish to swim around. The chair was made from airline tubing, styrofoam, and weights. Ladies and gentlemen, that to me is a giant waste of time. I'm kidding. I'm sure his goldfish loves him and appreciates it. If you were the firstborn, you are the smartest. Say what? That's right. Family fights are going to begin now. The main reason there's a disparity between, this whole who's first, who's second, who's third, is that moms and dads parent their kids completely different. In general, they spend more time teaching their oldest child how to think, problem solve, while they take greater risk with subsequent offspringings. As a result, the firstborn child in the family ends up having a higher IQ than their siblings, a difference which shows up as early as age one. The startling conclusion comes from the researchers at Edinburgh University, who looked at more than 5,000 children using data from U.S. Children of the National Longitudinal Survey of Youth and a data set collection by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. And apparently, Greg and Marcia really were that much smarter than everybody else. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Say what? Earlier, we were talking about felons. And I said, I believe felons should get a second chance at life. I think that there's ways that we can do this that could use a combination of money that we waste, I think, keeping some people in prison for way too long. And the recidivism rate, I think, would drop down if we gave felons a second shot at life. There's a lot of bills out there that are trying to get passed through a lot of states and cities and counties that would essentially ban the box, meaning you couldn't ask if somebody had a felon or a conviction until you actually offered them a job. And I think giving somebody a second chance is a good thing. David in Oklahoma, what's happening?
Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, brother.
Hello? Oh, sorry.
Hi, go for it. What's up?
I was calling in regards to the felony thing. I would probably, if I knew it was a felon, I'd be that person that creeps on him, and I'd go on to the state website to see his criminal record, see what he was charged with, look through the court documents. Because with my state, we have pretty much open records, a lot of things. And so you can look online and everything. I'd probably do my research. I'd probably give somebody a second chance. I mean, if they're out of jail, they obviously didn't kill somebody. I mean, it wasn't that serious a felony. But I can understand your point of view, because I know as a state, we voted to decrease some drug felonies and to make them misdemeanors. And there's a lot of pushback for that. But we voted and we passed it overwhelmingly. So we're trying to do that ourselves. I don't know if it'll be successful or not, but...
You know what? You know, David, it's about giving people a second chance. And as somebody who's fiscally conservative, I look at something like this where the recidivism rate is so high. Plus, you're taking away usually a man from a family and they've made poor choices. But if they've served their right and they have an opportunity to get out there, get back in the workforce, reintegrate into society in a way where they feel productive, which gives them better opportunity, more confidence, life to be a better man. It's going to maybe, especially, I think, down the road, and we see the breakdown in society, with especially when it comes to kids and young boys, their fathers are important. If they see their father around doing the things they're supposed to do, there's a better chance that this is going to be long-term a much better solution. I'm not saying you give everybody the same opportunity, but I'm also saying that we've got to stop doing what we're doing because it's not working, and there's got to be a better way to do it. I appreciate your call, man. Thanks so much. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. And I get a lot of people say, this is a bleeding heart liberal thing. This is completely stupid, Chad. This is completely idiotic. Why would you want to do something like that? Because I'm sick and tired of paying $40,000 a year to house somebody who dealt weed, who, out of desperation, again, we don't live in everybody else's shoes. You live in your shoes. People make poor choices. All of us in life have made a poor choice. Some of it is as innocuous as making a bad outfit. A horrible joke. You know, I have a bad outfit I wore today. That was a bad choice. Some of it serious. Doesn't mean, though, that we should throw everything away. People deserve an opportunity, a second chance. And I think the states need to look at a better way of integrating them by taking on a good portion of that risk out there when it comes to getting these people jobs. Because a lot of times the employer may want you, but they know their insurance isn't going to handle it. The employer may think, I'd love to give you a second chance, but they know, you know what? You're not going to pass the background check. You may be going into some people's homes. And while you didn't do anything violently, you're still a felon, and I'm not going to be able to insure you. Why doesn't the state step up in some of these instances and say, you know what? We will take on the risk. If something goes south, that's on us. And then after X amount of years, give them the opportunity to expunge that felony record so they can get back into society without having to worry, and the state won't have to take on that risk anymore. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can grab the podcast. Simple and easy. It's on iTunes. It's in TuneIn Radio app. You can grab it at ChadBensonShow.com. It's everywhere that podcasty things are available. You just snatch it up. Doesn't cost you a thing. It's the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.